Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Monday night's live stream, which, by the way, I just shouted to Nick. It's 8 o'clock. I'm meant to be on on YouTube. But I've still got my jacket on. I've just got back from the physio and I've still got my jacket on. So, yes, it's it's Monday night. It's Bite Size. It's our Monday podcast live stream. Live stream that we record as a podcast is a better way of saying it. So thanks to everybody who's supported the podcast, supported the live streams as we go on. And if you are joining us live, I'll remind you in a bit, but make sure you get in the comments, get in the questions box and talk amongst yourselves. And I will go through those questions and comments, whether it's running shoes, coaching questions, whatever you want to talk about, YouTube channel. Thanks, Gary. Whatever it is, I'm here for the next 30 odd minutes to chat about whatever you want to chat about. So that's how we're rolling tonight. But yes, I literally just got back from the physio. Well, when I say I just got back, I actually got back about 20 minutes ago, 25 minutes ago, but then ended up doing something else. And I've got to do something else after this. I haven't had a drink and then nothing. Just literally bust straight in online to see you guys and hang out with you guys for a bit. So yes, where do we start? Oh, firstly, has anybody seen on Instagram, because I've seen them, I think I might have even reshared it actually, the Adidas Pro 4 has been leaked in that red colorway. I don't know if you guys have saw it. I didn't put the picture up because I didn't want to get into trouble with anybody, but there is a picture now of the new Adidas Pro 4 out on Instagram. It's in this like banging red colorway. It looks amazing. Looks a little bit different. I'm guessing it's got some of the foam from the whatever it's called, the Evo Pro, whichever foam's in the £400 one. So it looks similar-ish, which is kind of awesome. So let's see if that is true and it does drop around the Berlin time in limited supplies. The other one as well that was on, yeah, weird stripes, Michael, you're absolutely right. The other one that was been out for the last couple of days, I've been seeing all over Instagram, is the Pegasus Turbo, the new Pegasus Turbo that's coming our way. I know we've got the new Peg 41 coming our way, but the Pegasus Turbo has been all over Instagram today. I've seen a lot of reposting, resharing of that, which kind of looks kind of cool, looks kind of interesting. We shall see whether they mucked that up and we will go from there. Now, I've got, so admin-wise, let's talk about what's coming out of the channel. Then I've got something, a job for you lot to do. The videos this week, we've got a camera review tomorrow because, you guys keep, I've been asking me what camera cameras I use on occasion. We did a bit of it behind the scenes. There's a video where we did a behind the scenes of 40 runs and the cameras and stuff. But we've got a new toy that we've been using. And so I wanted to basically do a video about that and review that, because you guys have been asking about the camera without the selfie pole and sort of stuff like that. So that's coming tomorrow. Might be interesting for some of you, might not be, but check that out. That's the Insta 360 X4. And then I think, we got some really good videos in terms of like value around shoes. So we've got like a summer shoe rotation coming. How, you know, like three shoes that I think you need in the spring, summer months, although it doesn't feel like it. But around that, that's kind of awesome. And then we've got some bargains as well. I've been looking at some bargains because there's some really good cheap shoes out there at the moment that you could slot into that rotation. So it's like a bit of a two-parter. So we've got a few videos around that sort of thing coming. We've still got an old, because I filmed it, luckily enough, before I got injured, I filmed it on Monday. That's the Reebok, what's it called, and the Lululemon. They're locked in because I've done enough miles in them before London deliberately, so we could do those, and they'll come out at some point. But yeah, so in terms of the channel, there's some Versus stuff and things like that coming out. Right, so job for you, I'm interested to know, what are the ugliest running shoes you feel like have come out or around or ever been? I want to know what you think right now are like the ugliest running shoes. Like, so for example, do you think the Alpha Fly 3 is the ugliest shoe you've ever seen? Or do you think like, I don't know, the Reebok Zig shoes are just ugly? Well, I'd be interested to know, because we're putting something together for a video. So let me know in there. Now, again, if you're joining us live late, welcome. Get your comments, get your questions. I've already seen the chat box lighting up and I'll be diving in there in just 2 seconds. But yeah, get your questions. It could be about running shoes. It could be about like coaching questions, whatever you want to discuss. I'm here for the next 25 odd minutes. To hang out and chat about stuff. Obviously, no new shoes are going to be tested at the moment because I'm not running, which is quite a marvel. I know there is a YouTube channel out there who did some shoe reviews, although they're injured, but I'm not going to do that because it's just pointless. So a little bit hard to talk about the shoes that I'm running at the moment because I'm not running in anything at the moment. But I'll tell you what I have been walking about in, if that's interesting, is the Glycerine 21 from Brooks, Hero. But yeah, so I think that's about it. I'm at Bushy Park Run this Saturday if anyone wants to come down there. So that'd be kind of awesome. And Sunday I'm doing something in Birmingham, which I can't tell you about. And I think that's about it. And then the rest of the week I'm just going to try and survive not being able to run. And thanks to all the sort of love that we got from Friday's podcast. If you're not listening to it, it's about the mental health aspect of being injured. I'd recommend you listen to that if you struggle with that kind of stuff. Quite an open and honest discussion that you guys seem to have enjoyed. So, definitely check that out. Right. So, okay. So that's it. You're up to speed. Again, joining late, get your questions in, comments in. We're about to dive in. So I'm just going to say good evening to everybody because that's the easiest thing we can do. Evening, Ian. Great injury podcast the other day. There you go. Totally relatable. So thank you for that. Thank you, Ian, for watching and listening. Good evening, Julie. Evening, Lee. Evening, Simon. Thanks again, Gary. Right. So Carl is reporting back from Atlanta. So this is quite awesome that we get viewers and listeners all over the world. Reporting back from National Half, I was able to pace my wife to a PB. Yes, she saved 10 minutes off her time, 2:27. And yes, we are still married. You're an absolute legend. Yeah, there was a couple of people from the Facebook group who, I think Paula was one of them, who were in Nashville, which is just sounds awesome. So that's kind of cool. Oh, other big news, by the way, I forgot to tell you, I'm doing the Paris Marathon next year. If anybody's interested in coming to run that with me, I'm doing the Paris Marathon next year, if anyone fancies that. So, yes, let me know if you've done that. I'd be interested to know in the comments what you think about that. And then we got London today announced record take-up. I'm not surprised at the amount of people that have entered the ballot for the London Marathon. I think with the sort of rise of TikTok runners and Instagram runners, you know, these sort of 20 to 30 year olds in that bracket where they're doing run clubs based around products, you know, where every man and his dog's doing a run club in London. Again, I've got nothing against them. I think the want to do the London Marathon has increased, which I think is good. And anybody who says about the system in terms of the ballot and things like that, if you really want to do it, go and get a charity place is my view. I've done charity 6 times. So, you know, you can join the 40 Rounds Running Club. We get a couple of marathon places. I don't ever take one of them, but I would strongly recommend you join the 40 Rounds Running Club as an affiliated member and you get a chance to go now about it. But if not, then you know, don't sit there and moan about it. The process is what the process is. There's nothing you can do about it. Just take a charity place is my view on these things. That's what I do. So take a charity place, help a charity out and do it that way. But I would get in there quick with the charities because there's going to be huge demand when that ballot comes out. And there's going to not be that many places, although they are going for a world record in 2025 in terms of the London Marathon. I don't know whether you're aware of that, but they've increased the numbers they're going to let in this year or next year to 70,000. I believe the number was gone up from 60,000 because they want to beat Paris in terms of the world record for the marathon. So, yeah, that's going to be kind of cool. So hopefully everybody is in there. But again, don't moan about the process. It's no point wasting energy on the London Marathon process. It's like when they took the club places away. We used to get 4 club places, but then they reduced that to 2 because other clubs weren't filling those places. So they decided to reduce those numbers. I mean, they could have just given them to us. Well, I reckon we could do probably about 100 places, probably actually 100,000 places in our club. So, but yeah, so it is what it is. You can't control it. There's no point wasting energy and moaning about it. So get yourself a charity place if you really want to do the London Marathon or go do Paris like me or somewhere different like Manchester. Evening, Adrian. Evening, everybody. Ian, Dawn, everybody else. And thanks to everybody who's joining us. Get in the comments, get in the questions, ask away, shoe questions, trainer questions, coaching questions, whatever you want to do. And don't forget, give me your ugly shoes as well. Right, Adrian. Evening, Chris. Thank you to you and your team for Friday's podcast. Very relatable as I'm coming on the injury bench for the last 6 weeks and awaiting hospital appointments and scans. Yeah, I can feel your pain on that one, Adrian. Don't give up, brother. Listen to the podcast on a Friday. And hopefully that helps a little bit. Yeah, Michael, yeah, weird stripes on those Adidas. Quite a few brands are doing that. They're putting sort of stuff on the midsoles. They're sort of continuing the design down, didn't they? They did it on the... I had a pair of shoes up here earlier, but they did it on some of the other shoes, which is kind of awesome. I think it looks all right. But yeah, I think those Adidas Pro 4s, they do look good. Matt Nash, what is the best looking worst pair of running shoes you've ran in? And basically, they look epic, but they were toilet. That's a very good question. Looked epic, but I'll tell you a shoe that I do like the look of, which I see people running in London quite a bit. And I think it's dependent on the colorway. And I think the Zoom Fly from and the Streak Fly from Nike, both I think look pretty reasonable in terms of the way they look. But they're just useless. The Streak Fly is a calf-eating machine. It's all right for the treadmill. I think it's a good treadmill shoe, but it's a calf-eating machine. And the Zoom Fly weighs as much as this house. I think what other shoes look good, but are terrible? Yeah, I think there's quite a few, actually. I think you could probably go. I tell you what, a terrible shoe. No, that still looks terrible. Most of the stuff from Hoka at the moment, apart from the Mac 60. I tell you, the Hoka Mac X 2, I think it's a good-looking shoe. It's no good. It's just boring. What else? There's quite a few. Anyway, let's carry on because I'll be moaning all night about them. Again, if you're joining late, get your comments, get your questions in. We are talking about ugly shoes tonight. We want to hear what your ugly shoes are. And if you've got any questions or coaching questions, I'm here to answer them for a little bit. If you didn't know, I'm a qualified coach, running coach. Okay, hi, Chris. I'm going to not try and pronounce that name because I will cock it up because I'm an idiot, so I apologise. Hi, Chris. Belfast Marathon on Sunday. Been to the physio several times in the last 10 days for Achilles tendonitis. Feel your pain, but hope to finish on Sunday by hook or by. Good luck is what I would say to you. Good luck. Just take it easy. There's no point killing yourself. Boom. Paul, have you tried the Diadora Gara Carbon? No, Diadora haven't sent me any shoes. I'm not aware that they've sent them to any UK shoe reviewer. I might be wrong. I know there's the journalists out there who obviously get paid to do the reviews and they get sent everything over here. But I'm not aware of any independent shoe reviewers to have received that shoe yet. I might be wrong. There's obviously people out there, I would say, do get the shoes, but I wouldn't pay any interest to them because they don't run, basically. But yeah, the other stuff, yeah, I'm not aware of any like the bigger channels that have got them. So no, and Diadora haven't made contact to me, but I'm not surprised by that, to be honest with you. Because they just don't like it when you give, sometimes they, some of these brands, they're still very sensitive if you give an honest review, which is just drives me up the wall. It makes no sense to me. You've got to be honest. You've got to be straight talking when you're giving an opinion, a review. I think you've got to be honest. You can't just say this is the best marathon shoe I've ever run in, and you've never run a marathon, for example. I think that's a stupid thing to say. Or, you know, oh, these are the best race shoes ever, but you haven't done any racing recently in those shoes. I just think it's just the world's gone mad at the moment. So I think we all just need to calm down, get off of TikTok and go fishing. Okay, next one. Simon Hodges, he's excited for the Great Birmingham Run. Completely sold out. It's going to be a good one. Yes, the Great Birmingham Run is on Sunday. Ben is running that. So watch out for Ben. I think he's going to try and win it. Okay, so you heard that here first. He's going to try and win it. If he doesn't go under 125, he's in big trouble. All right, Ben is running and he's got to go 125 or less. So let's see. Okay, right, what's next? But look out for him. And there's loads of 40 runs people doing that on Sunday. It's just going to be absolutely amazing to see. I can't wait to see all that. Again, if you're late joining us, please get in the comments. Please get in the questions. This only works this live stream because you guys take part. Thanks to everybody who's already getting involved in the questions and comments. I really do appreciate it. And apologies again for being a little bit late tonight. Just come straight from physio. Julie, used the Adidas Pro 3 in their first race this weekend at the UK Boston Marathon. Brutal conditions, almost cross-country race conditions. But she did get an 11-minute PB. Cheers for your advice over the year. Well done, Julie, on your PB. 11-minute PB. That's amazing. Well done, you. Robert Henson. Evening 40, evening all. Oh, just wanted to say a big thanks to the community for the love over the weekend. First marathon. Well done. Congratulations. 358. Not bad for an old geezer. Well done, mate. Congratulations. Yeah, the community and the club are unbelievable. The spirit and the ethos of what we stand for, what we do, is unbelievable. The amount of love I got round as we ran around London, and I didn't have a name or anything on my shirt. And I still get so many shout outs. It's incredible the support you get. And then you, like Ben said, I think, on the podcast, you switch your phone on and it's just going nuts with the amount of people giving you support. It's incredible. It really is. It's so powerful. It's just amazing. I've got to give a shout out to Mark, by the way, who's on here tonight, for all the work and Lulu and Magda and Hayden, obviously, but the work he's doing with the Global Run Club. I mentioned it last week, or I might have even mentioned it on Friday. It's incredible. You don't matter where you are in the world, get involved in the Global Run Club. It's a virtual group. They go out twice a week and they do like four sessions you can pick from. It changes every week. And it's just a great community within 40 runs. It really is. It's just fantastic. So definitely get involved. Don't matter where you are. And it's free to join. So there's no reason not to be involved. Right. So Michael's saying ugly shoes. He's saying shoes from Ultra. Interesting. Okay. I'm going to write these down, by the way, as you put them in. So again, if you're joining us late, I'm looking for ugly shoes. So is that anything from Ultra or just Ultra? Is there a specific Ultra shoe that you don't like? So Ultra shoes is one he doesn't like. Just had an idea. Top Gear used to have a league, a South, by the way, league table for celebrities drive a reasonably priced car. Your guests have to run a reasonably priced train around a fairly park. That's good. Yeah, we could get guests, but yeah, it's a great idea actually, but I don't like celebrities, so we could get everyday runners to do that. Maybe just an idea. It'd be quite cool to see Michael Sandiford in who's like I think he ran like 2:30 or something in London. And then at the other end of the scale, you know, somebody else pick up the same pair and see what they do in it. It'd be kind of cool. And see the feedback would be quite cool to see, I guess. So, yeah, maybe that's a good idea. Thank you very much. We shall see. Oh, that's a good shout. Puma Art Pop. Yeah, that's a good shout. The Puma Fast Art 2. It looks like a clown shoe in terms of ugly shoes. I like it. Okay. Extended plate. Yeah, again. These shoes, they're like on running shoes. You only see people who have been sent them who are actually running in them in the races. I don't see anybody. Don't get me wrong. I think the Fast R is a good shoe, quick shoe, actually. And you can get them really cheap at Start Fitness. But it is, you don't really see people running in them. Yeah, so, you know, it's the usual thing is it's marketing machine gone nuts about everything. So, as I said, it's a funny old world out there at the moment. Maybe I'm just being a bit miserable. Trevor, hi, Chris. I've just purchased my first pair of half tights. What do you wear under yours to stop any chafing? So we had this discussion. I think it was last week or the week before. We were talking about half tights. Some people go commando. Some people don't. I just wear underwear, men's running underwear under mine. I've got the sort of same type of boxer short that I've always worn underneath them. So that's what I wear. And they do the job. They're not cheap, though, but they're worth it, the underwear stuff. So give them a go, Trevor. Let us know how you get on. Robert Hansen, 40. I've now finished my marathon 16-week block. Do I need to slowly build my mileage again from where I was pre-block, or can I hit something in somewhere in the middle? I would say once you finish your training block, take 1 week of complete rest. Then I'd say do 1 week of running to feel, you know, a couple of times a week, purely to feel, and then start feeling your back into your routine of what you was doing. So whatever that was, whether you was running 3, 4, 5, 6 times a week, in the week 3, start to get some of that consistency back is the key. You've got to remember how long a marathon, you know, can take a while to get out of your legs, especially if you run hard, yeah? So I would, yeah, I would give yourself probably to week 3 before you start putting in some of those, some more structure, it's a better way of describing it, more structure into your week, but get some of that consistency back as quick as you can. That's what I would go for. Someone's just reminding me about, I can't remember the name of that shoe that Hoka did. And it had like a big like lump out the back of it. We're talking about ugly shoes if you're just joining us. Let us know in the comments all your ugly shoes. Here we go. Matt, good evening from Ohio. Woohoo! I enjoyed last Friday's podcast as I'm coming back from a minor knee injury. Last 3 to 4 weeks included rest, slowly coming back and working in some speed with it. Glad you're back, Matt. That's great to hear. And thank you again for the love for Friday's podcast. We appreciate it. Gary is wearing Skechers. Skechers got some big things coming in 2025. I'm not going to say anything other than that. Should I hunt down the Ride 11? Yes, you should. The Ride 11 from Skechers is a great shoe. I ran the Berlin Marathon in them. Ultras are bloody ugly. All of them except the Escalante races. Someone said the new carbon race bad boys look like clown shoes. No, that was me. I said in the open of that video, do they look like clown shoes? So that's a good one. So the carbon vanished too. Okay. I love running in ultras. Yeah, that's the thing, right? This is not against the shoe in general, how it performs. It's like, what shoes are ugly? It's like... I know it's beauty's in the eye of the beholder, but there's just some shoes out there that look just ugly. I think the Hoka, what's it called? Cello, or you know, I always get it wrong. I don't think that's a good looking shoe. I think it looks stupid with that upper. I just think it looks awful when those soppy laces. It's a very good shoe in terms of functionality. It's not a marathon shoe. It's too heavy, but you know, it's a very comfortable running shoe, but I think it looks dog ugly. But again, it's subjective, right? So again, let me know in the comments what shoes you think are ugly. Nathan, I do I love to do the London Marathon again. It was good last weekend. Yeah, again, if you're keen to do the London Marathon, you know, get yourself a charity place. That's what I say. I appreciate you got to raise big money, but if your heart's set on it, then you know you're gonna be raising money for a good cause. That's what I would say. Rich is, I say to Trevor about going commando. in the running tights. It's quite cool. Right, random question. Oh, we do like a random question. Right, random question. I saw your video on the Forerunner 965. That's the Garmin running watch, if you don't know what Jonathan's going on about. I'm in the market and I wondered how yours was going. As I read, the screen gets really easily scratched. Thank you. Keep up the great work. I think I did a catch-up video on it. Mine's here. I've got one scratch. Oh, hang on. Take off. Got to be a bit careful because people are messaging me. So for the sake of... I've got a scratch there on the screen. So, which is a bit annoying, but I can't be asked to get it replaced. So I can confirm the screen's a little bit sensitive. But that said, I am extremely happy with the watch. It's the best watch I've had because of the functionality of it and the lightness of it. You get so much in there. I don't use like half the stuff that was on that Phoenix watch. And to go to the 965, I think is brilliant. I think it's the best running watch I've ever had. It's not cheap, but you get so much stuff on it. And it's lightweight and you don't feel like you've got a massive watch on your wrist. And that's from someone who used to wear like big watches and stuff like that. So I really like it. I really like it a lot. But I have got a scratch on the screen. Again, honest and transparent people. I'm not getting paid by Garmin. It would be nice if I got paid by Garmin. I don't think Garmin like me anymore. Michael Burns, funny story for you. Went to Buckingham's Bucks Uni to get lactate thresholds, VO2 zones done. So I knew where proper training zone two was, except they gave me my four zones and I ran in zone four for 2 hours, pulled my hamstring. Yeah, that's not a funny story.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
That's a sad story that you went there and you ran in zone four for 2 hours and pulled your hamstring. Sorry to hear that, bud. But it's a good thing. If you can go and get your zones done and your VO2 max and all that sort of stuff, there's places you can get it done. Reset your zones, especially if you're training to heart rate. It's a good shout. DT, if I don't get to London, my plan is to do Edinburgh. Edinburgh is a good course. I personally didn't enjoy it that much, but I think that was down to my own struggles more than anything else. But yeah, I would recommend Manchester or Paris. Question. Can't you get Toby Simonhan to do the shoe reviews? It could be a ratings winner. Thank you very much, Mike. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I'm not. There's people out there, and I've got to be very careful because I am in a very fiery mood with a lot of stuff on Instagram and YouTube. I said it on Friday. I've had to actually unfollow some people because they're just driving me nuts because I'm fed up of all the BS that's coming out there at the moment. And I think the brand's as much to blame as the YouTubers and the Instagram. But there's people on YouTube are making shoe reviews because they want to be YouTube famous. They're not fussed about running. And again, that's not criticism of any single individual person. And there's people who are making shoe reviews who don't really do that much running. And do you know what I mean? And the brands are just smothering people at the moment. And I just find the whole thing, that's the best way to describe it. Not disingenuous, but it's losing its touch. I think the value in which you provide the community that listens to you, you're diluting that because you're just caught up in a complete BS that is out there at the moment. And I just think the whole thing's a bit sad. So I'm not going to chase views. Someone was asking me about the Triumph 22. I'm not going to have a review out on that because I'm not running them because I'm injured. So again, I'm not going to make some video up for the sake of getting some views. I'm too honest. I'm too black and white for that. It's the way I was brought up. I'm not on YouTube to be YouTube famous. I like being involved in the community and that side of things. That's why I'm here. And I am genuinely trying to be the everyday runner who's trying to get better at running. 5-hour marathon down to 3:39, struggling, run for my mental health, run so I don't have to medicate my ADHD and all the other things that I struggle with day to day. And chasing views over shoe reviews is just absolutely pointless, or because I want to be Instagram famous, or because I want to hang out with somebody on Instagram that I met because they do YouTube. It's just, the whole thing is driving me up the wall. Again, I'm a little bit different. I'm a nightmare when it for brands and agencies. Because I'm not a yes man, and I never will be. That's just the way I am, unfortunately. Okay, Rich. Really, charity places for London Marathon 23. My first charity turned me down. Lucky I got my second. Yeah, that is the problem with some of the, not problem, that's the absolute worst thing I could say for you. The charities now ask a lot more money than they used to, which is a good thing because that money goes to a good cause. That's the correct way of saying it for me. But I appreciate that is a load of money for you to raise. And unless you're getting like a work that is able to sort of supplement half of it, because I know some of those do, it's quite difficult to raise that sort of money. It's a lot of pressure. It's actually more pressure probably to raise the money than it is to run the race and do the training. So I really understand where people are coming from. But if you're dead set on doing the London Marathon, you've not done it, then I strongly recommend you get a charity place and put your efforts into raising money for a really good cause. Or like I said, join the 40 Runs Running Club. We get marathon places. Our volunteers get marathon place. That's another option for you, but you have to be an affiliated member. I think it costs like 20 quid or something. So you're a bit of a hedge there in that respect. I don't know what the odds are in terms of 40 runs and all that kind of stuff. But I think you've got like a 2% chance in the normal ballot or something ridiculous. But yeah, so there we go. Okay, Lee, Jonathan, I just got the 965. So this is about it. Just bought the screen protectors. I wish, Lee, you'd message me and tell me about screen protectors. And they work a treat. Just replaced a protector after 6 months. Work well and a lot. Protect the screen. Thanks, Lee. I wish you'd message me. Now I've got a scratch on mine. So there we go. Okay. DTRT Manchester this year. First ever marathon, 4:36. I would strongly recommend, right? What's he saying? I've just seen it. I'll come on to that, Penners. I did Manchester. I was in Manchester and I saw Manchester, the marathon. I think it's a great event. It's the same. It's going to be on the same time next year as London because of Easter. If you don't get into London, go and do Manchester or come to Paris with me a few weeks earlier. But I'd strongly recommend you do the Manchester Marathon. It was a great event. It really was from what I see. I'm just going to cut to Penners. Penners is another question, if I can. Talking of community, I saw rumours of 40 Runs clubs branching just outside London. Is there any in the pipeline for Kent Way? Penners, I don't know where you've been. Maybe you're new to 40 Runs. If you go onto the website, we've got like nearly 50 satellite groups all over the country. So we've got staffs. We've got, I think, two or three in Kent. We've got three or four in Essex. We've got North London. We've got Coventry, Leicester, Sheffield. We've got them all over the country. We want more. Because we want more everyday runners connected, and get in touch if you're an existing running club that's not affiliated with anyone and you want to come part of the 40 Runs family, and we can help you that with the support from Brooks, get involved. But Penners, I don't know we've got quite a few in Kent and we're not southeast centric. We've got a huge group in Staffordshire. If you don't know about that as well. So, and it's a big group in Sheffield. So yeah, I would have a look at the website. There's loads of them. Okay, Phil Jordan, what's this? I 40, are you coming? Am I coming where? Let me know, Phil. Again, last shout for your that's a good. I just seen another comment about ugly running shoes. I've just seen somebody's other comment. I'll come on to it in a minute. Okay, Wayne, hi 40. Did my first marathon last weekend, Norfolk Marathon. Yeah, a few people did that. It looked brutal. Did it in 4:37, ruined my knees, but ran under the 40 band hero. Thank you for all the advice. It gives me a lot of difference. Well done, Wayne. Congratulations on completing your first marathon. Well done. And it wasn't easy. So here's the one, the shoe I wrote down. All running, all on trainers. So yeah, again, it's subjective, isn't it? Right. Hi 40. Are you still coming to Birmingham Sunday? I may not. I've got a secret assignment on Sunday that I've got to take part in. Obviously, I'm not running now, so there's even more reasons to do this secret assignment that I've got on Sunday. So I am actually in Birmingham for this secret assignment. I can't tell you what it is, but I'm there doing something. If I get a chance to, and that finishes early, then I will jump across. But it really depends on the timing. But I am in the Birmingham area, let's say. Or Solihull, to be precise. Okay. Lee Jackson, any other race socks worth looking at, bar shoe or more mile? Any other race socks? No. They're the best. Quick, simple, dirty answer. Jade Sampson. I love the ASIC Super Blast. Oh, by the way, I could give a shout out to Sophie at Carter and George. She's a hero. Back to Jade. I love the ASIC Superblast. Ran London in them. 3 hours and 20 minutes in the Superblast. What a legend. I was wondering, do I wait for the Superblast 2 or get another? Now, get, to be honest with you, Jade, right? Get an OG pair, and then when the new ones come out, get them as well. But no, I would, I'd get an OG pair because to run 320 in them, you obviously love the shoe. So get them. And then, because what happens if, God forbid, they ruin the Superblast 2? I'm not saying they will. Imagine if they did, though. God, it'd be an outcry, wouldn't it? So, yeah, do that. Mick, evening, Foldy. Again, last shout. Get your questions, comments in the chat, okay? And I'll answer them before I go. Mick, evening, Foldy. Birmingham 10K. What shoe? Vaporfly 3, or should I wear the ASICS Edge? Go with the ASICS Edge, Mickey boy. And tear that bad boy up. ASICS Edge all day long. Hero. Good luck, Mick. Let me know. Guy, evening, Chris. I ran Paris in 2019. Course, a great course, passes by all the major landmarks. You'll enjoy it. At the time, needed a medical certificate runs. Not sure whether that's still the case. Yeah, I'm not sure either. I think some people said that there was still the need to get a medical certificate. I know that puts some people off. But I am going to go and run Paris next year. Looking forward to it. Jump on the train. Job done. Paul Gap, ask Thomas Believe in the Run about the Deodoro Gara. He has a review on them. I'm always looking on the lookout for a quick shoe that I can change the insoles with damage. Okay, yeah, I've got to reach out to Thomas anyway. So I will ask him about them. But yeah, I don't envision me getting them. Okay, Debbie, evening all. 10K race on Sunday. Trail race, not usually too keen on trail races. Any tips to make it feel easier? I think with trail racing, not that that's something I do a hell of a lot of, I would go there to enjoy it. Now, that might seem like an obvious thing to say, but sometimes you get caught up when you're trying to race and do, you know, races and stuff. You get like a bit focused on times and things like that. I would definitely just go there and enjoy a trail race. That's what I would do. Get that racing mentality out just to go and then just go and enjoy it. Hi, Geordie. I think he means 40, but listen to this. Greetings from Argentina. How awesome is that? Now, Alessio, I think your name is, have you joined the Global Run Crew? Are you going to be our first member? Mark, you need to sign him up from Argentina. That'd be kind of awesome. You could be the first. I'm saying that like I know that we haven't got anybody else from Argentina in there, but maybe that would be cool. So he's looking for a watch to replace his Garmin 745. Yes, we've discussed it. Buy the 965. It's awesome. Well done. From Argentina. Wow. That's pretty cool. Ultra Paradigm, whatever they're called, 7 stability shoe. And they are ugly. You guys don't like the look of Ultra shoes, do you? Yeah, Ultra generally, the toe box makes them look ugly. Get hammered. Pages on your base launch. I think the launch 11 page actually don't look bad, considering it's a relatively basic shoe from Brooks. I don't actually think it's bad. And if you think back to what the launches looked like previously, I don't think the current batch, and I've got to give Brooks a credit because again, I hammered them. I think their current batch of shoes and what they've got coming out is a massive step forward. They've done really well to you know, considering where they were. Rob, you're no suggestions of dodgy trainers, Chris, but your point on the support of the people within the 40 Rads community are truly awesome. Yeah, you're bang on there, Rob, actually. I'm only getting by at the moment with their support. Maz, what is your recommendation for a non-plated and carbon plated shoot. Right, so non-plated, guess what I'm going to say? It's a super blast all day long. And as we've seen, somebody ran 320 in them. And a carbon plated marathon shoe for a first timer. I would go, if you're running the first time, I'd go with the Endorphin Pro 4. If you're looking for a plated shoe, I think that's a very forgiving shoe. Best way to describe it, the Saucony Endorphin Pro 4 is a very forgiving shoe, carbon plated shoe. I think you'll enjoy that. If you're looking for a non-plated, then you go with the ASICS Super Blast. Paul, no, I said I'm injured, so Saucony Triumph 22 is not coming soon. Penners, evening, Chris. What an experience London was. First London marathon. I've now have access to my local track. Any tips for track newbie? Yeah, actually, you know what? We did a series, a video series on track sessions to do. And within that, there's some like unspoken rules to follow. So I would definitely check that out. But yeah, the thing with the track is to enjoy it. Yeah. And go there and have fun. Yeah. You've got your 200 repeats, 400 this and pyramids and all this sort of stuff. And you can really get into it. But go there and have some fun at the track and really maximize the session and maximize the effort. That's the key to a good track sort of session. Within your week of running, just enjoy them. It's a great place to go and run. It really is. Richard ran the Newport Marathon. Well done. And congratulations on that. Cloud Monster. That was it, Mick. That was it. Cloud Monster. I'm with you on that one. The Cloud Monster is a horrendous looking shoe. Again, it was sent to everybody on TikTok and Instagram. And they all went, yeah, this is the best thing ever. But apart from those people on TikTok and Instagram, you actually don't see any everyday runners really wearing them. It's like that new one they've got that's like £200. Everyone, oh, this is brilliant. This makes me laugh. Okay. Evening, Foley. Loving the content at the moment in difficult circumstances. Thank you very much. Stay strong with the injury. We'll get better and you'll be back in no time. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And that means a lot. In particularly the nudes that I just got given. So thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Okay. Oh, that was the one where we corrected you. And Michael, I ran the Boston UK marathon yesterday. A few people doing that. Conditions were brutal yesterday. No doubt about that. But the volunteers made the race. So yeah, a good shout out to all the volunteers out there, volunteers from the 40 Runs community, volunteers in general, races and park run and all that sort of stuff. It's actually, oh, by the way, keep your diaries clear on 29th of June. Can't say any more than that, but just everybody keep your diaries clear. We'll be telling you when we can tell you. I can't say any more than that because I will get shot. Okay. Ultra shoes are getting hammered in the comments for being ugly. Lee Jackson got the Super Blast on your recommendation. Now struggled to pick up any other shoe. That is the problem. If you get the Super Blast and it works, you're done, basically. That's the shoe for you. Appreciate it's not for everybody. I know some people who don't like it, Speed Goat, but if you get that shoe and you do see what I see in it, you basically won't run in another shoe. That is very much the case. DT, do you need to qualify for Paris? No, it was €200 or something about that. So I didn't run a time to qualify for Paris. I just ran. Hi, Ford. Hope you're recovering. Thank you. Have you done a review of the Hoka Bondi? No. Not a big fan of Hoka shoes in general. I think the new shoes are worth trying. Like I said, I really like the Max 6 and I'm happy that they're hopefully moving in the right direction. They've got some new shoes coming that look kind of awesome. So I'm really hopeful that the new stuff they've got coming is an improvement over the stuff they had. But I haven't done recent review of the Bondi. They stopped sending me shoes. Or I stopped getting shoes, Hoka shoes. But I think I've probably slated them at some point. Again, just too transparent. I need to become a yes man. I need to go, yeah, I'll go there. I'll say nice things. Do you think that they are wasted on casual runs, Super Blasts? How does the unisex sizing work for women? I can't comment on the sizing for women. All I know is that admin's got a pair and she's had no problem with her sizing. So that's good. And do you think they are wasted on casual runs? No, I don't think any shoe's wasted on casual runs. If a shoe works for you, wear it. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily matter. There is arguments, obviously, for not being in plates all the time. But if there's a shoe that's non-plated and it's working for you, wear the damn thing. You know, what's the point? Mike, do you think if you had not changed your choice of shoe for the marathon, which you've got, the injury's not related to the... Well, that's actually unfair. The injury is related to the marathon, I guess, because my calves were obviously really, really, really beaten up after doing the marathon. So that's the wrong thing to say. And no, I don't think the thing with regards to my injuries related to the shoe, because I'd ran the London Marathon last year in the Adidas Pro 3. And I didn't have this problem. This was just purely unlucky. It's as simple as that. It's just one of those things. It's like I can walk out of it and get it by a bus. It's just unlucky. It's just literally one of those things. And there's nothing you can do about it. 2¾. A great everyday Adidas train that's comfy for easy miles. I would say the Adidas Supernova is a good chat. Or the Rise is a good chat. Nice, easy. I'd say probably a bit more up-tempo than maybe, but yeah, just a great shoe. And I want a second trainer too. Yeah, you've got the Boston 12s. The Boston 12 is just a phenomenal shoe. They've got some other shoes coming out, Adidas. The SL2 is about to drop. So I would maybe wait for that. But that's, again, it's a faster shoe. But honestly, the Supernova and the Rise are two very good shoes from Adidas. I really like them. Just, you know, basic shoe. And that's not a bad thing. What's your favourite medal? You can't see it on the camera, but up there's my New York medal. That's the best one I've ever had. I ran Manchester in A6 Kayanos 30 and they were super comfortable. Yep, A6 Kayano is a great shoe. Rob is agreeing, don't ever become a yes man. And I won't. And as I said, I'm a nightmare for any brands, really. Because unless you're a brand that is, and some of the brands we work with are just awesome. Absolutely awesome. They really are. And they get it. But some brands, they're a little bit sensitive. They like to control you and control the narrative. And I just got to say it how it is. I can't help it. I've got to be open and I've got to be honest. If something's terrible, something's terrible. If something's good, something's good. And try and be constructive about it. And again, I'm looking at it. I'm a running coach, yeah? And I'm a runner. So I'm looking at it. I mean, I'm an everyday runner. So I'm looking at everything from that eyes. You know, I'm not looking to get views on YouTube. I'm not looking to get, you know, famous on Instagram. That's not what I'm looking at. I'm not looking to get paid trips across the world to do some cool stuff. Yeah, it'd be awesome to do that stuff. But that's not what's driving me. What's driving me is bringing everyday runners together across this country of ours and further and giving everybody a home where they feel safe, where they feel supported, where they feel they can not be judged and they can just go out and have fun. That's what I'm on a mission to do. And all the other stuff can effectively is a byproduct. And if brands want to get involved in that, that's great. If they don't, I ain't going to lose no sleep over it. I'm just lucky that some of the brands that we do work with get that and are supportive, and they're just awesome. Ian, Mrs. Pierce just shouted out that I have to run Paris next year. That's the spring break. So me and you, okay, Ian, we're off to Paris. Anybody else coming to Paris? Cloud Monster Hyper. Yeah, that's an ugly shoe. Trevor, cheers for that. Just on the out of stock on the boxes. Oh, what a nightmare. That is a nightmare. Robert, I would love to know the shoe review have been putting out reviews when they can't run. I mean, I could tell you some stories, but I won't. Let's move on. I think everyone is having ultras to get the ultra carbon clown shoes down. I tell you what, the ultra clown shoes, as you called them, the Vanish 2, is actually a good shoe. It's totally the wrong price. But you know what? It's a fun shoe. It's a good shoe. I think they're unlucky in terms of the red and white. I think, you know, it doesn't look a bad shoe, but it's a good shoe. It's, I think, the best ultra shoe in terms of, you know, what I've run in is the Torin 7. I absolutely love that shoe. And again, they're totally two different shoes, but I love the Torin 7. But the carbon shoe is not to be underestimated, but it is the wrong price. So wait for it to come down in price is what I would say to you on that one. But it's a good shoe. If you like ultra shoes, it's a good shoe. It's a fast fitting shoe. Outsole's good on it. You know, the foaming, it's good. It's just I mean, it's just the colorways they've gone. It just happens that people have related it to clown shoes, which is a shame, really, because I said it's a good shoe. Right, we've got to the end. Thank you very much. I think I probably upset a lot of people tonight, but I don't really care anymore. And that's going to be how we're going to be rolling. As I get more miserable over the next few weeks while I'm not running, I'm probably going to end up upsetting more people. And I'll probably get told off after this podcast by Abin and Hayden. But it is what it is. And that's it from me. I don't think I've got anything else to add. Like I said, we are continuing to roll out videos. The good thing is I'm a clever little sod and I filmed a load of videos. So we've got plenty of videos in the locker until like June. So that's all good. Just there won't be many shoe reviews because I won't review them when I'm injured, which would be interesting. Although we still have two to come. Okay. So we've still got the Lululemon and the Reebok shoe reviews that are locked and edited, and they will come out at some point before you hammer me for just contradicting everything I just said, but they are already filmed. But yeah, that's it, guys. Thanks again for all the support around the injury and everything like that. I'll be back when I'm back. I will be around, as I said. I'm a part run. I'm in Birmingham for something, and I aim to be around. I'm hoping if I can get a good result on the scan, then maybe, you know, possibility. I'm still hopeful for Hackney, but and do you cross train while you're injured? That's a question that I'm waiting to get answered in terms from Tom. My plan is to get in the pool in terms of my injury, but at the moment I'm on rest because there's a risk I could rupture something. So I'm not allowed to walk really much further than, let's say, to the end of the road. And I think if the pain's over 4, I need to be back on my crutches. So I'm in sort of holding pattern at the moment with regard to the injury. But I will update you on the weekly vlog this week about that. So make sure you keep up to speed. And there'll be more information on what's going on with the injury on the weekly vlog every week until we get that sorted out and rehabbed. So that's it, guys. Thanks again to everybody. I shall catch you all later. I'm going to find the outro. Again, really appreciate the support. Buds is barking in the background, which you can probably hear. So it's a good time to end the show. Thanks a lot. I shall see you live on Friday.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.